Welcome back to another episode of Checking In with Chad with State Representative Chad Reichert of the 90th Legislative District. I'm Chuck Nichols. Representative, we're talking this week about something that really was kind of confusing to a lot of folks. The House was called back into session kind of last minute. We didn't see it coming. And this is actually to deal with something that we should have seen coming. Can you tell us what the issue was and what the court decision was that led to this?
Yeah, so yesterday, July 23rd, was surprise session day for us. So we found out around 5 p.m. on Tuesday that we were going to get called back in to try to resolve the felony murder issue that was handed down by the Supreme Court. So backtracking to that, back in March, the Supreme Court ruled that the mandatory life without parole for second-degree murder was unconstitutional, and they gave the legislature 120 days, which expires today, July 24th. That's 120 days from the ruling, to fix it, to provide, you know, a mechanism that would meet the Constitution and still provide adequate sentencing for some roughly 1,100 people that are subject to this. So the Senate had passed legislation. So Chairman Kaufman, Rob Kaufman, chair of the Judiciary Committee, had some proposals. The Senate actually sent us a bill, and it came over in the version of House Bill 1042. They had sent to us on July 12th in the middle of the budget, so when we were both in session there, and you know, we were trading bills back and forth. But that bill didn't go anywhere. It sat in the Rules Committee, where it continued to sit until yesterday. And the long and short of it is that there was such a breakdown in the Democratic caucus, they couldn't decide what they wanted to do. Right? They had, you know, progressives who just want these people released from prison and out in the streets, and you know, and that whole thing. They made a couple, I think, some law and order Democrats that they still had over there that wanted to provide justice and, you know, respect the victims and the process that had taken place, but they couldn't come to a solution. And so what that meant was that we were called in last minute, you know, a day before the deadline, to try to get something done. And what they did is to try to appease the progressive part of their party. They amended what they call a compassionate release in there. And then the compassionate release item essentially allows individuals, if it were signed into law, would allow individuals who are facing terminal illnesses or so-called life-threatening illnesses to be eligible for early parole. But the problem is that the definitions on this are so huge, right? I think Jesse Topper called it the Swiss cheese bill because there's so many holes in it, you know, Leader Topper. And it's because, I mean, they don't define any of these things. I mean, diabetes is a terminal illness. You know, COVID-19, you know, these things that, you know, can reduce life expectancy. But if managed properly, obviously, you know, people can live with these sort of things for years. But it's written in such a way that, you know, Jerry Sandusky might be eligible for early release. And that's absolutely unacceptable. And the thing of it is that bill came in front of the House before. It you know, was a partisan bill. It passed partisanly. The Senate had no interest in taking it up. And essentially, by amending that into the bill, it forces the Senate to come back in the session today to address this with something that they don't want. You know, they sent us a bill that we would have been able to act on time. Now, you know, they're gonna, it's just essentially, it's reset the whole thing. I believe that the district attorney from Allegheny County has petitioned the Supreme Court to allow the legislature some more time. But we shouldn't be in this situation, Chuck. That's the problem, is that, you know, the Senate did their job. They had a bill that passed bipartisanly, right? I think it was 30-20, that they'd sent over to us 2 weeks ago, and we had plenty of time to do something about, and the Democratic leadership in the House sat on their hands because they couldn't come to a decision. And now victims are going to be having to, you know, relitigate all these trials again. And it's just going to be an absolute nightmare for our court system. And justice will not be served just because we failed to meet a deadline, right? I mean, you know, procrastination is one thing, but this isn't a term paper in college, right? This is something that matters. There's real people's lives at stake. There are real victims. There have been people that have been murdered. Innocent lives have been taken. Justice needs to be served. And we have abdicated our responsibility that was set to us by the Supreme Court. And again, all because Democratic leadership couldn't figure out what they were doing.
And I want to make something clear here. It's not just that we missed a deadline. It's one thing to miss a deadline. Hey, we tried to get something done and it missed. This was intentionally missing a deadline. This is passing something that
you know
isn't going to work at the last minute.
This wasn't like, oops, we forgot that's due tomorrow, right? It's you know, this is, they couldn't come to a solution. So in their mind, a solution that puts criminals back out on the streets and pushes it back to the courts is something that they could, you know, absolutely support. And for those of us who believe in good government, you know, and separation of powers and doing our jobs as the court has dictated, it's just an absolute abdication of our responsibilities.
Well, let's talk about something a little bit more positive. Somebody who did not abdicate his responsibilities, the retirement of a community leader and icon, Pastor David Rawley of Greencastle Otterbein Brethren in Christ Church, hanging it up. What are we celebrating here?
So over 40 years. So 40, I think it was 41 at Otterbein there in Greencastle. I think a couple years prior to that someplace else. But, you know, when you talk about, you know, in 2026, people on average change careers, not jobs, but careers 5 to 7 times in their life, you know, to have an individual who had a calling so strong that, you know, he stuck with the ministry, but not only did he stick with ministry, he stuck with the ministry at one church and had been with that church for over 40 years consistently. I was privileged to be at his last service last Sunday, there, Greencastle Otterbein. And I mean, just the outpouring of community support. I mean, the congregation, it was packed. It was absolutely packed. You know, you could absolutely see the draw. I mean, his humor, his wit, you know, and just his messaging was so, so great. And, you know, people like Pastor David, you know, don't necessarily retire, right? I mean, they're always going to be active parts of their community. So, but I know, you know, he felt the need to transition and kind of take a less active role there in the church, but, you know, he's still going to be an active part of our community. And I'm extraordinarily grateful for that, because we need good men like him. Like I said, it was just a true honor and a privilege and a pleasure to be part of his last service and to present him a citation. He was actually the pastor who married Rob Kaufman and his wife, Nikki, a couple years ago. And so, you know, to be able to present that with both Rob, on behalf of Rob and myself, was great. I mean, again, just an absolute pillar of the community and someone who has made a huge mark, not just on Greencastle, but, you know, in Franklin County and beyond.
Chad, it's been a great talking to you. This has been another episode of Checking In with Chad. We'll talk to you next time.